Hey, what's going on there, sports fans? I am Roy, and this is your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second. As I said, I am Roy. Let me kick this off with some Rays news here. Rays, a few days ago, got rid of the Matthew Joyce, and now they are getting rid of Will Myers. He was a big fan favorite ever since he came on the scene with the Rays, and he played well. And then I think he been taking a little easy, and I think the Rays are looking to rebuild. Usually you see people getting rid of older players to bring in younger ones, prospects, but Will Myers, he's fairly young, so I don't know what's going on with that. I think maybe they just didn't like his attitude. I've watched a few clips of him just kind of hanging out, almost basically one of him falling asleep in the outfield, which is a little much at Will. Come on. So he got traded to San Diego, and San Diego also picked up Justin Upton from the Atlanta Braves. So it looks like the fathers there seem to be putting together a pretty good-looking team, may give the Giants and the Dodgers a run for their money out there on the West Coast. So we'll see how that goes. I'm just hoping the Rays can put some people in there to make up for all the guys that they've gotten rid of over the past few months, because it has not been pretty. It doesn't give you much to look forward to. And another thing not to look forward to, the St. Pete Council rejected an agreement negotiated by Mayor Kreisman that would have allowed the Rays to allowed the Rays 3 years to search stadium sites in Hillsborough and Pinellas County. Listen, I understand why they would fucking want to shoot it down. You know, you got to do what's right for your citizens and your businesses. You get rid of the Rays, all those businesses around the Trop are probably, they're going to lose a lot of fucking money. Okay, during baseball season, that place is packed. Not inside the stadium, granted. Not inside, but outside. And those businesses are making a lot of money for people who want to be around the stadium, but don't want to sit and watch a bad team, I guess. But they want to watch on TV, or they just want to watch another game. But who knows? They make a lot of money. So I can understand that. But at the same time, you're possibly setting up for the Rays to just leave the Tampa Bay region altogether, which is completely counter to what they're trying to do. And with the amount of people, the attendance they get, and the output on the field, doesn't seem like I mean, if your team can suck, you know, but if there's fucking people coming out, basically the way Kansas City was for years, you know, not the past 2-3 years, but before that, people would go and watch them because they wanted to see a game, even though they sucked. But the Rays don't have it that way. I mean, the tickets aren't that expensive. Go see a fucking game next year. Come on, people. See a fucking game. But, yeah, so that's what's going on. We could possibly, within the next, within the next decade. And I know it's a long time, but I say the Rays are gone. You can hold me to that. Bring this recording up in 10 years, okay? If I'm still alive. Which, speaking of me being alive, I went to the dentist today. Got my shit all cleaned. They said my teeth are awful. They said they're probably going to fall. Like, they could start just falling out of my head, which is probably the biggest fear. I have dreams where I'm just pulling my teeth out. Oh, what does that mean? I'm gay or something? I mean, I bet there's some book where just whatever dream that you have, it's just, oh, you're harboring homosexual feelings towards your father or something like that. Something real fucked up, and you're just like, oh, okay. I was hanging out with a bunch of crabs. Oh, that means that you're gay. Does it? Or I just had a dream about crabs because I watched a nature documentary on National Geographic's about crabs. So that could possibly be it. Then I went to the doctors after that who said I had crabs. Got those taken care of. Just a little cream. And I'm basically in the worst shape of my life. Not her words. Those are mine. But I know this to be a fact. So some things have got to change. For the shtonk here, okay? Some things have got to change. And With that being said, why don't we change on over to the Lightning here? What have they been up to? Well, as we know, Tuesday they took the game against the Flyers. They're 3-1. Vasilevsky playing well. They played well, giving him a little spark there, and he'll be in net tonight, which is Friday. A little late, okay? I'm going to be honest. I recorded another one of these. Some things I didn't like the whole thing. I couldn't listen to it. I was too angry. There's a point where I can be, where I find it amusing when I get angry, but I went above that because I just kept fucking going, you know, just kept saying, repeating the same thing. Just not even different ways. It was just the same fucking thing over and over again. So you know what? I said I'm going to fucking scrap it. So what can you do? You start over. It may be a little late, a day late, a dollar short, as they say. That's a saying. I don't know if that this is the right time to use it. But yeah, as I'm saying here, Friday, as I record this, the Lightning are in New Jersey playing against the Devils. They are down 2-1. I believe there's about 4 minutes left. So it looks like that is going to be the way it ends. But we have Detroit, who we are 1 point ahead. Going up against the New York Islanders. And they are in the third period, 17 minutes to go. And the Islanders are up 2-1 on Detroit, which is good. We need Detroit to lose, because when we lose and they win, things go terrible. So tomorrow night, the Lightning go across the bridge there and play against the Islanders, and they'll be off for about 2 days, and then Tuesday to have a nice three-game homestand against Pittsburgh, Carolina, and Toronto before heading out on New Year's Eve to play Buffalo. So Ben Bishop's going to be out for the weekend, basically. So they got one game tonight going. Vasilevsky's in net, and most likely he'll be in net tomorrow. Then they got Sunday, Monday off before, like I said, coming home to play Pittsburgh. So that'll give him a few days to get into fighting shape there, get everything healed up. But I think Vasilevsky's, other than tonight, which would have been nice to get the win, but hey, what can you do? You can't win them all, and Tampa Bay sports is the best proof of that saying. I was going to talk briefly about the NBA, but there's really nothing to say. Orlando 10-19, just not good, not good. Guess I could touch on, I mean, it has nothing to do with Tampa Bay region, but Boston, Rajon Rondo, taking his talents to Dallas, which that basically wipes out anyone that was really on the team for the 2008 championship, which, you know, and no one is expecting much from them. So I got nothing to look forward to. And basketball. I don't like anyone else. Orlando Magic, Boston Celtics, both not doing well right now. And why should they? It seems like every team, when they have good players, they're like, let's get rid of them. Let's take our chances with some douche. That's the way you do it, right? Okay, let's pop on over to what we came for, the Bucks. Before I do that, we do have two games going on today, when you're listening to this. Saturday, we do have two games. It's going to be Philly and Washington and the Chargers and 49ers. First game at 4:30, next game at 8:25. I don't think I'll be able to watch that. I've got some sort of meal to eat or something of that nature. Last night, Thursday, the Jaguars got the third one of the season at home against the Tennessee Titans, 21-13. Bortles lighting up the fucking scoreboard there. 13 completions, 26 attempts, 115 yards, and a touchdown pass. Ridiculous numbers. Ridiculous numbers. The Jags are almost a complete team. Todman in the running back position, he shows flashes of hope for what they can have at running back, but there's just not. Their defense is good. I like their defense. I have no problem with the defense. They need a hot receiver. And I'm not talking like a good one. I'm talking a sexy one. I need something to look at. If you're going to be bad, if your team's going to be bad, load that fucker with as many sexy men as possible, okay? Fuck the cheerleaders, okay? No, seriously, do it. But Puts him, you need some, you know, Bortles, he's a good-looking guy, right? Okay, I'm going way too far with this joke. Okay, so the Bucks this weekend at home against a pretty shitty team this week. They got an easy, probably pretty easy win for the Bucks. They got the Packers coming in. So they're not upset about the loss last week to Buffalo, knocking them to 10-4. So I do think the Packers are going to just run away from this with this one. They're a 12-point favorite in this. So get those bets in. Get down to the bookie there. Got the over-under at 49. I'm going to say over much, much higher, only because Green Bay is just going to go fucking mental. But the thing is, the pass defense, I feel like, has stepped up. Run defense still weak. And Eddie Lacy may be injured. He may not play. So that's a little hopeful. But you still have James Starks. And you have fucking Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb there, who just are ridiculous. And again, Aaron Rodgers is healthy. So it's not going to be an easy game for the Bucks. And I'm hoping they can at least put up a fight. Put up a fight, okay? This is... You're playing a really good fucking team. You could prove something. And that you want to be out there, and that these coaches and you guys just haven't thrown it in. Don't fucking throw it in. Fuck the first pick of the draft, okay? Realize the Titans are right fucking there, basically right behind the Bucks, and they're trying to get that first pick because they have nothing at the quarterback position. So I think if the Titans do get the first pick, they will pick up Mariota. As for the Bucks, who knows what they're gonna do? Because they do have Josh McCown's numbers, 1,900 yards. Granted, I know he was injured for like three games, but still, under 2,000 yards, only 10 touchdowns. Ugh, that's gross. That's so gross. Mike Evans has 948 yards, 11 touchdowns. That's ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous. On 59 receptions, fucking ridiculous. Just get a good fucking quarterback in there. Oh, a decent quarterback. Now, fuck the quarterback, okay? Offensive line. I've changed my mind. Get a solid offensive line. Give Josh McCown or Mike Glennon some time and just let him put it up there for Mike Evans and Vince Jackson. Maybe get a good tight end there. Light some shit up. Okay, let me do what I came here to do, and that is your Tampa Bay fantasy football fucking sports ass bitch draft. Okay, your stack for the Tampa Bay Bucks. QB, obviously, Josh McCown. Okay, you go with him. Again, it's going to be a very high-scoring game there in Tampa Bay against Green Bay. And the Bay, Battle of the Bays! Look at that! That's pretty funny. No, it's not. So there's going to be a lot of points, and it's probably going to force Josh to put the ball up a lot more than he wants to, which could lead to awful things happening. But it could also lead to a big fantasy day for Josh McCown. Then we're going to pop to the running back and put Dougie Fresh in there again. He's been decent. Obviously, I had like a few more numbers, maybe a touchdown or two. But he's been okay. I'm not upset by it. I'm not upset by it at all. Then I'm going receiver, Mike Evans. I'm dropping Mikey in there. You got to go with Mike Evans. You have to go with Mike Evans. It's a no-brainer. Then receiver, Andre Johnson. They're thinking DeAndre Hopkins is going to be injured, so who else are they going to throw to except for Andre Johnson? Then we're going to go another receiver here, Steven Smith, senior. I just think he'll have a good game. Torrey Smith has been beat up a little bit. I just feel like he'll have a decent game. And there we go, tight end, Martellus Bennett. That one mostly because Clawson's going to be back there. Can you believe they fucking sack Cutler? Little pouty face. He always looks like he's about to burst into fucking tears. Those big watery eyes. Those big fucking watery Chris Carter eyes. You seen those commercials where they telling us to start the conversation about abuse, domestic abuse, and it's just guys like trying to talk about it, but they just can't. And then you see at the end, last one, you see Chris Carter's big watery doe eyes looking at you like it's my fault. Like, I gotta fuck. What am I, dude? Is there a number? Do I call you and just be like, Chris, just fucking talk about it. Open your goddamn mouth. That's how you talk about it. You go, hey, maybe we shouldn't hit women. Fucking end the conversation. and then you just follow through with it. What else needs to be said? How else are you going to start the fucking conversation? You go, hey, what are we doing here? Why are you guys hitting women? What's the reason? Is she have a gun on you? And you get the you get the drop on her, and you can like fucking kick her, bust her in the thigh, pop her in the thigh. The gun's going to go off. She may shoot through, you know, some baseball memorabilia or something like that. But you're safe. You put her on the ground, get her in her fucking chicken wing, and just lay there and just say, hey, baby, don't. Baby, please. And you just fucking hold her there, and you yell for the cops. That's what you do. You can hold them. Just squeeze them. Like, fucking muckle on them. Don't let go. Because if you do let go, you're fucking done. Okay? She's going to pummel your testicles like no other. Okay? You hit me, you motherfucker! That's what's going to happen. Okay, so just hold on to him. Just whisper into the ear, say everything's going to be okay. But don't punch him. No punching. Kick in the thigh, cross-face chicken wing. Over. You got to respect that. Is that okay, Chris Carter? Can we do that, NFL? No punching in the face. No knocking him out. Just a kick in the thigh and chicken wing. Some sort of arm bar. Figure four leg lock, something like that. Stick with the ground and pound. Get him on the ground and just pressure points. Shit like that. Okay, what are we doing here? Oh, Jay Cutler. Yeah, oh, that's what. He's always crying. That's basically what I was getting to. So he's been sat. That team, the Bears team, is just falling apart. Who would have thought? You'd think a team with an offense like that, Forte, Alshon Jeffries, Brandon Marshall, would be able to do something. But they can't. And they're putting the quarterback that they gave a big contract to in January on the bench. I wouldn't have expected that. For a guy whose career record, I believe, is 1-9. He's 1-9, so we'll see how that goes. They're playing Detroit. I would like to see Clawson do good, you know? Why the fuck not? Why not? Who knows if Trestman's going to be there? Who knows if Cutler's going to be there? Who knows if the offensive coordinator who was crying, bawling his eyes out on TV, apologizing to Jay Cutler. You don't apologize to fucking Jay Cutler. That's the last person you fucking apologize to. Whatever you did, whatever you said to him, said about him, it probably was deserved. Okay? He deserved it. Okay? I'm not saying you're a baby, Jay. But grow up. Okay. Let's get back to the stack. So, as I was saying, tight end Martellus Bennett. Clawson's going to need to dump it off. So I think Forte could have a big game. Even though that defense, the run defense, is very well. They've been handling running backs very well this year. So he could have a decent game out of the backfield, catching passes out of the backfield, him and Martellus Bennett. Or you might see just Jeffries, him just going deep the whole fucking game. Who knows? Now we're going to jump to the flex position. Who I'm going with is C.J. Anderson with the Broncos there playing at home, playing the Cincinnati Bengals. I feel like they could get out of hand early, and they'll be running the ball a lot. Peyton's injured his thighs. He's a little thigh rub down there. So I feel like he could be maybe, I'm not saying he's the most mobile quarterback, but him just kind of sitting back there, maybe just drop it off to Anderson a lot. So I'm looking for him to put up some nice points. And then my defense, the Carolina Panthers, who are playing the dickheads. Nope, I apologize. That's next week. This week they play the Cleveland Browns, who are 7-7. Manziel, maybe he can do something. Why would you sit Hoyer? Why would you sit Hoyer? He almost beat the fucking goddamn Colts week before, and then you go, okay, it's his fault, not the defense, for not being able to hold fucking Andrew Luck for 30 more seconds. Have I bitched about this before? Probably. So then they're going to go with Manziel this week against a pretty poor Carolina defense. So he could have a chance, but who knows if Cam Newton's going to play. Obviously, that didn't matter last week. He didn't play, and they beat the Bucs still. So who knows what type of Manziel we're going to see. Is it the one that was there in his first start, or the one in training camp or draft day? Who knows? We'll find out on Sunday there. But since I am playing the Carolina Panthers, I am hoping it is a repeat. It was good to see Manziel brought back down to earth instead of just rubbing his fingers together, making that money. Prove that you should make that fucking money by doing something. Run around. Just run. Don't stop till someone fucking tells you to. Till your coach gives you a call. on your Bluetooth and you go, okay, now, okay, good. Just keep fucking going, you jerk. Stop fucking partying. I heard that he parties too much. Like, he just doesn't. He doesn't fucking know the playbook, you know. And then the team just fucking disrespected him. The team's still with Hoyer. The players are still with Hoyer. His teammates are still with Hoyer. They don't really care for this fucking Manziel character. This Johnny Football. Johnny Football, they call him. Okay, folks. I think that was a successful redo. At least I feel that way, and that's all that matters. Or is it? It's probably not. It's like someone go, I don't care if someone doesn't like my music. You know, I don't make it for anyone. Then why are you making it? If you weren't making it for someone to listen to, just fucking keep it on your computer. You know, do it on your computer and don't release it. I don't do this to make other people happy. You don't? Then why are you releasing it for people? Why are you putting it online? Why do you have a MySpace page? Like, if it's just for you, why? Okay, I see. Yeah. Okay, shut your mouth. Okay, Roy, I'm going to take my own advice and shut mine. But before I do, as I close this out, let me talk about the Lightning. They were able to take it to OT and then the shootout. Ended up losing in the shootout, so 3-2. But that's good. They still get a point out of it. And if Detroit ends up losing the game like they are doing right now, that will put, I believe, the Lightning up ahead of them 44-42, which is looking pretty sweet there. So as I said a minute ago, let me shut up and get this over with. Everyone, thank you for listening. This has been your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second. I am Roy. Y'all have a good weekend. Football's almost over, so enjoy it. We got Saturday and Sunday. Take it easy, Tampa Bay. Stop!